I'm very aware, you know, we have two different perspectives because I was too close. I was too close to the pot to not have the perspective that I have.
But my thing is, my thing is they had not done a service. They have poked with it. Basically, that's what I'm saying. They have poked with the process, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the nursery schools. You said that the government built nursery schools. They have
in
not
consonance
built.
With and you probably were listening to me because because I also said with the help of, and at that time was the Maria Holder Trust.
You said that?
Because yes.
No, wait.
Or even if I didn't, I have it recorded.
You didn't, right? But I'm saying, because I know some people who say that the government built nursery schools. This administration have not built a single, those are Maria Holder.
So let me fast forward you quickly. Let me fast forward you quickly, because you spoke about it and then you spoke about it the following day. What then are you, what is your contention? Your contention is that you disagree with me. We are clear on that, but what else?
Wait, I just touch on that one. But the same nursery schools, right? The same tourism numbers that you spoke about. They have failed over the 10 years in tourism. Right? Failed miserably in the 10 years. All because of their faulty policies, right? Now, when you talk about the tourism numbers, they you spoke about record numbers they were bringing when they spoke about in 2015, they say they had a record number of 1.5 million people or something like that. No, sorry. That's the spend. When they brought in 591,000.
Long stay. That was long stay only. That wasn't.
They're dealing with the long stay. Yeah. The spend was $1.5 billion.
But I ask you, I hear you, and I heard you before, and just because, what is your contention? Past that, you agree that your point is that the administration did nothing. Okay.
I said it was a failure. You
right. Okay. I hear you. I hear all that you said. Right. You think that the Democratic Labour Party was a failure. Full stop. Right. I don't share your view.
Right.
And I always say in every administration, there has to be some good that came out of it. And I sought to explain that. Now, we disagree. What next? You're going to go back over to say why you feel the way you feel?
No. You always have to put something into context. Because it's already having an opinion. I could have an opinion. You can have an opinion.
But yours is still an opinion?
No.
And mine is still an opinion?
No, but I'm not dealing with opinions.
But you are dealing with opinions.
I am not dealing with opinions. I am dealing with facts. I am giving you hard numbers. I am giving you
hard facts. numbers. You're giving me numbers to justify your opinion.
No. These are the facts. Right? And they add in what this administration did over their tenure. They added important numbers to jack up their numbers. So you had inflated numbers. That's what they did after saying 2015. They jack up their numbers. You understand? When Mr. Ricicilli spoke, he had an upbeat breakfast meeting with the journalists in Barbados. When he said, as he said in 2015, when he said how they got record numbers. The next year when he held the conference, he wasn't upbeat. He wasn't upbeat at all, right? He spoke about important numbers, 200 and something thousand important visitors for the year in front. That was his year 2015. But he never mentioned it at his press conference. So I'm saying, and I could also say to you, I remember one time when I spoke to you, oh yeah, he said that there were 264,000 home porters for the year. That was in 2014. But in 2015, he spoke to the journalists. He never mentioned about home porting. And that was my whole argument, that they added home porting numbers to jack up the numbers, right? Now, last time when I spoke to you, I tell you, Mr. Richards, he spoke, you, then you were telling me the rest of the Caribbean weren't doing well, right? But including Barbados. I can prove to you now that, I could prove to you now, right? That, listen, okay, on the 8th of February 2030.
Sorry, before you even go on.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have made your point.
Right.
Bringing figures and numbers are not making a new point. You're repeating yourself.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I have never said to you, right?
No, you might not have said it to me, but as I said to you, you took up the following moderator the next day on the topic that we spoke about. But I'm telling you though, I'm really honest with you though.
I'm dealing with tourism now.
And I hear you on the tourism point. And all I'm saying to you is, I am not it was just on my tongue. I've lost it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not an apologist for the Democratic Liberal Party.
But I gone past that.
I am not an apologist for the Barbados Liberal Party.
But no,
I am not an apologist for the UPP. Let us move on from where you're talking because it is not adding anything new to the discussion.
No. I am not accusing you of being an apologist. Let's get that straight.
I'm not accusing you of accusing me, but I'm letting you know very clearly why I make the statements that I make.
But
they are not to justify any actions of any former party, nor any current party. I make my points based on the things that I feel. I have some opinions. You may not share them with me. But they are merely opinions. You have yours, which you are entitled to, but I don't want you to repeat your opinion 3 and 4 times. That's all I'm saying to you.
Is there something between a fact and an opinion?
There is a big difference between a fact and opinion, and yours is an opinion, and mine is an opinion.
No, mine aren't.
Okay, so let's start over. Let me just, I'm going to work you through this. I really, really want to engage you. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Your fact, you're stating you are stating a fact.
Right.
Your fact is that the Democratic Liberal Party did nothing while it was in office. Full stop.
Listen, you...
No, listen to me very clearly.
No, you put the words in my mouth.
No, that's what you said to me, and I sought to disagree with you on a time-based on opinion. And I'm telling you, okay, do you have any other facts that you want to bring to the table?
You're putting words in my mouth, and you just started the whole conversation.
No, because you started out by telling me...
You specify renewable energy.
Sir, you are repeating yourself again, and I don't want us to go down that road. It is adding no new thing to the discussion. We spoke about it before. You have your view, and you're saying that you're stating facts to justify that the Democratic Liberal Party did nothing while it was in office, and I say full stop, okay.
I never said that in the conversation.
Sir, what? I'm going to give you a chance to kindly then... make your summary of what it is that you are really saying. Because if you're saying that you did not seek to justify why the Democrats did nothing in office, I don't know then what is your point.
No, this is my whole call to you today, right? You are saying that I said the DAP ain't do nothing. I never said that.
That's what you started out by telling me that a few weeks we spoke, and I told you about the nurseries and about renewable energy.
I never developed nurseries.
But it is not a matter of development. You see why one is an opinion and one is a fact?
They never built.
Oh, no.
Built is not an opinion.
Okay, so
they have never built a nursery.
So I'm going to give you, I'm genuinely going to give you an opportunity to make your substantive point with the summary. I give that to you, sir.
I basically covered my points, you know. I basically covered my points.
Right, so I'm giving you a chance to summarize so that I don't miss you because you said that I'm misquoting you.
You highlighted 5 things in your commentary that day.
And I explained to you what the commentary was and it wasn't apologizing.
And they were all, you know, all right, I don't want you to apologize. And you said they were all positive. But I'm saying to you, when you examine the 5 areas, there are not positives for the Democratic Labour Party.
Right. So that is your. So that essentially then is the point that you were trying to make.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks, good morning. It is 11:40. The number to call, 434-1790. You're on the air.
Miss Gill, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, sir.
I just want to tell you that there is indeed a beat that allows you to know when you're on. Thing is that some people don't listen carefully enough to hear it. But there is indeed that beat.
Anyway, my producer's telling me that there's no beat.
Sir, let me just stick my nose in here and see. If I press the switch to engage you after the commercials are finished, you would hear a sound. If I put it in while the commercials are playing, you won't hear it. That's why sometimes you hear a sound and sometimes you don't. It depends on when I engage the phone.
Okay.
That's what you would hear.
I just want to say that every time I call, whenever I'm going to speak with the moderator, okay, I always hear that beep. So I thought it was a permanent thing.
Okay.
No, but if the commercials are played, that song will be cut off. So usually you get put in one after the other with the commercials not being played. But if I engage you while the commercials are being played, you won't hear the sound. That's why the guy doesn't hear it, because I usually put it in while the commercials are being played.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes,
point
sir.
Point taken. Anyway, let me get on out to my contribution. Miss Gill, I am a little bit surprised to hear the governor of the central bank saying no.
The former governor.
Thanks for the correction. That the former governor of the central bank is now saying that the port should be, that the government should rent out the port. And you know, I want to say this to you, Lisa, if I can call you that. I see so much things on this program that I'm now hearing all these things coming to pass. And you know the funny thing about it, all these things I see with Des Dots, you know. And I can give you three examples of what you're talking about. I spoke with Des Dots one time, and there are more, but I can just give you three. I spoke with Des Dots one time, and I told him that Barbados need a public health insurance, where you would be paying towards your health if you was to become sick and that kind of thing. I know I'm hearing some talk from the last government was talking about it. I can't remember if his government talking, this new government talking about it. The other thing I spoke to him about is I said to him that there should be user fees in this country, and especially at the hospital, because people in this country abuse the hospital, Lisa. They abuse it, and they know what I'm speaking about. They abuse it. And the other thing is I said that, and now the IMF is saying that there should be user fees in Barbados. The other thing I say is that the port should be a landlord port, where the government just rent out the whole port, set back, relax, and get some money when the year comes. I said that those three things are more to Des Johnson. And now I hear the governor, the former governor is now coming with that idea. You know?
So he stole that idea from you.
I don't know if he get it from me.
The only thing I'll tell you here is we've been told by this new administration that there's an opportunity for us to share our ideas at ideas, IDEAS, 4, number 4, Barbados,
right,
at .gov.bb. Sorry, at barbados.gov.bb. Mm-hmm. Hopefully someone is going to message me and tell me what the accurate thing is. And if you do have some suggestions on some ideas, feel free. As citizens, this is a really, I would say awesome, maybe too strong a word, but this is a really good opportunity that the government is giving the layman a chance to make a contribution or a suggestion, some of which will be considered, or all of which will be considered, and some of which may very well become reality. So if you're saying that your suggestions, if your suggestions of user fees and possibly a public health insurance and the leasing of the port, whatever, if you're saying that these are suggestions that you want to make, you can develop your points further and make those contributions to ideas for Barbados.
These are suggestions that I made to Des Johnson. He may be getting a little bit old.
Unless Dennis sent them to ideas@barbados.gov.bb, and that's where you're now hearing him. But I'm telling you, as a citizen,
yeah,
you have an opportunity to share your views and your suggestions outside of Brass Stats as well. I'm not saying don't call Brass Stats, but I'm saying that opportunity is a pretty good opportunity for a man who is a taxpayer to be able to make a suggestion. So I tell you that you can do it there as well.
But I know that there's that opportunity because I've already advertised more than once. And I think it's a very good thing by this government.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this government, I'm not saying in short order, but I know in the fullness of time this present government is going to take this country where it should be, and that's back up the hill and not leave us down in the valleys. Anyway, the next part of my contribution is this, Miss Gail. Oh dear, I lost my train of thought.
Did I do that to you, or is that old age?
It can be a bit of both. It can be a bit of both. Anyway, I lost my train of thought, so I will give way.
Thanks for your contribution today. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's actually minutes to 12, so we're not afternoon as yet.
Pardon? It's not afternoon yet?
It's 11:46.
Okay, sorry about that. Did I hear people say your name is Gail?
My name is Lisa Gail, LISAGALE.
No relationship to Chris Gail?
No, he has a Y in his name.
Oh, he has a Y in his name, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to make a few points, but...
Before you make your point, I'll just simply say that the website is labor.gov/ideas for Barbados. That is the website. I was speaking specifically about an email, but a person just sent a note to share that. But go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you're talking about ideas, and one of the things I want to bring to the table today is also ideas. Mm-hmm. But before I go into my ideas, I am not, as you said, I am not a DLP apologist, and I'm not a BLP apologist.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in this country that every time you defend one party or the other, you are labeled as being a supporter of the other party.
And it's unfortunate. We have to be far more mature in this country to be able to say when somebody did foolishness and somebody did something positive.
To be a mature position.
Okay.
And in that you are supporting ideas that were probably put forward by the other administration that you, in your opinion, considered to be good, and you oppose some that you, in your opinion, thought were not so good. To say that a government has been in office for 10 years and has not done anything positive, I do not subscribe to that, because people used to say that the Minister of Culture used to do a good job. People used to say that the Minister of Tourism used to do a good job. So even if the rest did nothing. And as far as I am concerned, there were quite a few things that were put forward by the last administration that caused them to be reelected in 2013, which the people saw they were at least trying to do something despite of the economic times.
Mm-hmm.
When they got into office, they said that there was a lot of money missing and that they were going to put people in court and all that sort of thing, but they did nothing. And they said that if they had had some of the money available to them that was missing, that Barbados would not have been in this situation. So they were saying from the get-go that their hands were tight, and as you know, things got worse as time went by. As I said, I'm not an apologist for anybody, but I just think fear is fear. Two callers earlier was talking about the governor of the central bank, how if he was in his shoes, he would have resigned. Again, a lot of people are coming into the conversation probably midstream, because this is not a conversation that is new.
Mm-hmm.
The former, or should I say the first, governor of the central bank once made a comment. I believe it was during the Tom Adams regime. I speak on a correction. But he did make a comment that says that he was a creature of the government. If you're an employer, you can offer your opinion, but you do it in the context that you can only suggest, but the government has to run the country politically as well as economically.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know that the former Minister of Finance said that every day, everybody, he used to get over 10 or 20 suggestions how to bring the country out of the trouble it was in.
Mm-hmm.
And his difficulty was, who was he going to listen to? Who had the correct measure? And my belief is that because he was getting so many suggestions, he probably went into his cocoon and listened to the technocrats in the ministry. And I believe it was the people, the ministries, the people in the ministries who really directed him with regard to some of the policies, some of the failed policies, I should add, that he was able to, quote-unquote, inflict on Barbados. Mind you, there were no apart from the 3,000 people that were laid off, there were no other major layoffs. The civil servants were still paid. So it was not all bad. And from what they were saying, it was they were trying their best to make sure that no more hardship had befallen Barbados, in spite of the fact that they had to raise taxes and so on, which is nothing different to what this new government has done, albeit they have done it in a creative way. And I'm all for being creative. I personally thought that what the last government did was too simplistic, and they didn't use their imagination and creativity in doing the job. Everybody recognized there was difficulty, and I think if the Prime Minister had been more engaging with the country, that they would not have found themselves in the position they were in. But I think the Prime Minister, and to some extent the Minister of Finance, would have to take 90% of the blame for their demise. But today I want to reintroduce a few thoughts which could probably change the subject of the nation at the moment, because there's so much negative being spouted out. We already had the 30 love. You know, we got to move forward at some point. We can't keep tearing down. And yesterday, Mr. Nasser is his name? I think his correct name is, we used to know him as Gary Husband, but, you know, he's Mr. Nasser now. He made some points yesterday which I think that we as a nation should not dismiss. But before I do, I must also say that I have the highest respect for Mr. Nasser, and I've heard him speak engagingly at a number of conferences and showcases that I have attended at the Hilton, etc. But he always, and even on this program, but he always prefaces what he's saying with things that the problem in this country is. He has so much knowledge that I personally think that schools and institutions should call him to speak to their youth groups and so on, because the problem we have right now with a lot of young people, that they don't think properly and they're into too much partying and they don't want to fight for what they want. They just want people to come and give and hand you things.
Oops. And I think that we're hearing some music which tells us that we have to go to the regional roundup.
If he was to use his talent to help the young people in this country and people who would invite him,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be better for the whole country, rather than people saying all the time that the problem in Barbados is the problem in Barbados. So I would like to shift the conversation.
Could I ask you to hold until the news, the regional roundup is finished, because the music is telling us that we have to go? Are you going to hold or you want to call back?
I can hold.
Okay, you have a little while because we go to the regional roundup and then one more commercial. Thank you. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks. It's now 12:10 p.m. Are you still there, sir?
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, are you still there?
This is a new caller.
Okay, welcome.
First time I'm speaking to you as well.
Okay.
Starting off, I just want to say I disagree with some of the things the last caller said with regards to, he made reference to apportioning some of the blame to some of the technocrats. More or less misleading advice to maybe the Minister of Finance, the previous Minister of Finance. But I had conversations personally this, I don't want to identify the area too much, but one of the leading areas that would be dealing with the financial aspect of the country. And I was told by the individual these exact words, the man won't listen.
Mm-hmm. The caller did say, though, that he assumes, he didn't say flat out, that is the reason for the bad across, policy.
It came across as though he was looking to apportion blame to the technocrats and not to the minister himself.
Because the minister at the end of the day still has to make the final decision. So.
Yes. That also gives me the springboard to move on to the former Prime Minister. Seeing that the buck stops there, if improprieties and other I've got to choose the words carefully, see? And other underhand activity is exposed. You don't think the buck should stop there too?
At who, the minister himself?
At the former prime minister. If he, the same way on the night when they were defeated, he came forward and he said, and he took full responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm saying, if investigations are carried out and other improprieties and you know, misbehavior is more or less is detected,
mm-hmm.
don't you think he should also be held accountable?
He should take, if there was a scenario where under the administration of the, under the former administration, it is found that certain levels of impropriety took place, there is a certain, I don't like the word to be held responsible, but there's a certain level of, I think that's the right word, the responsibility or... the word I'm looking for, though, it is not responsible. That's not the word. But there's a certain level of, let's just say responsibility for now, for lack of a better term. But under any organization and something is done, the leader is usually found wanting.
Because
sometimes.
If you remember they had a number of cases like this, and that, a very famous one that a song was also classified by, had a popular song made after this type of scenario, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know they say the watchman is as good as thief, and you know the watchman can get locked up and just as many years in prison as a thief. So, although you did not more or less actually enter the premises and commit the crime, but you allow it to happen.
Well, all watchmen don't allow impropriety to take place. I have a WhatsApper that says, let's be clear, the former prime minister took responsibility for the loss of elections. And that was all.
Exactly what I'm saying.
And that was all. So I think what the person is saying there, they are disassociating the prime minister from any impropriety, but more so specifically to the loss of election. So the 30-0 is entirely at Mr. Frandell's short. As it relates to, and I believe this one personally, and I'm not seeking to make you feel what I feel or to have the same opinion as me, but if a particular minister in the administration of the Honourable Frandell Stewart, former Prime Minister, did anything that was disintegrous, unscrupulous, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it is entirely the expectation that that Fundelstort, the former prime minister, should be held responsible. Should be held responsible, or should have liability for the person's entire actions. That's the point. That's what I feel. I'm going to think it through some more.
Mm-hmm.
I hear where you're going, but I'm going to think it through some more, because I think that there has to be a certain level of individual responsibility that has to take place. However, on the point about, and I think it was either WhatsApp or a caller earlier today that said there's a role that the Democratic Labour Party, you know, when somebody was asking, why don't someone from the Democratic Labour Party publicly say something?
Mm-hmm.
I have to think that through some more to determine or to come to my own feeling as to why it would be a spokesperson of the Democratic Labour Party or a person from the Democratic Labour Party, because it was the actions of an individual. It is the alleged actions of an individual person within the Democratic Labour Party. But let me give me some time to think it through. But let me hear your views.
I'll move on. I have three other quick points I want to make.
Okay.
We'll debate that another time. I want to say, in order to successfully prosecute any of the individuals, right, for any wrongdoing, I think they need to offer any persons that are willing to come forward immunity from prosecution.
Say that again, please.
They should offer.
Start your full sentence before you go to the second piece. Start from A.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think in order to successfully prosecute any of the individuals for any wrongdoing, I'm just going to use that term, wrongdoing, they would have to offer some means of immunity from prosecution for persons that because in most cases the persons that colluded or that was involved would most likely have the most evidence to bring a case against the leading individual to be successfully prosecuted for the crime. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think they need to think about that. If not, you can't ask me to more or less offer evidence to lock up myself.
Well,
if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you. Right? I hear you.
So that needs to be done. And one of the most painful things about this whole thing is, like, I have a mango tree. When it's full of mangoes, I don't mind if people pass and pick, if they ask me for a couple of mangoes or anything like that. You know, I give them, you know. When they come on my residence and they want mangoes, I go and pick a few. But if I only have a few mangoes, for individuals then to just come and clean the tree, I mean, that is unconscionable. I mean, the country is in serious, serious crisis. And for individuals to be, I mean, just, I don't know how even to put it, just bleeding you. I mean, it's just terrible.
Go on to your next point, then, please.
Yes. I'm going to make this my last point, because I mean, a lot of people have made mention of it, and every place I go and I have in conversations with individuals, they say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear anything from the former governor of the central bank, and I think the majority of Barbados feel the same way. You know, I can remember very good when he didn't even want to have a press conference with the press. He wanted nothing to do with them. He didn't want to say anything to them. He was like a McGuffey. And now he is in exile. He have the wordless. I wouldn't print anything. I wouldn't broadcast anything he said. Period. They have lots of economists in Barbados. Hear from somebody else. Hear what anybody, I hear what Gearbox have to say. I didn't want to hear that man at all. Have a good day.